Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. I want to thank each and everyone for being here tonight, and I just say welcome, welcome, welcome to the program, and thank you for taking your time, your valuable time, and being here with me. I love that song. That's just such a beautiful song, the Lauren Daigle, You Say. I love the part there where it says, I take everything that I am and I lay it at your feet. And you'll see how that works into the little message I have tonight. Okay, stop.
A friend told me of a cool place called Pennsylvania. I love my new home.
Sorry about that. My phone just went to talking by itself. Sorry, y'all. Okay, it is July the 26th. Wow, this month is nearly gone. Monday night. And I'm just glad to be with y'all here tonight. It's been a hot one in Texas today. But goodness, what a wonderful summer it has been so far. I mean, we've had more rain and more cool weather than I can remember in a long time. And here it is, nearly August, and the grass is still green and flowers are still blooming, and it's a blessing. God is good. Going to let everyone know, I know most of you guys already know all this, but anyone that's listening by computer, if you would like to call in and get prayer, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. Be sure and click 1 on your phone. That puts your hand up so that I know that you want prayer. Because there are people that call in and just listen on their phone. They're not wanting to really talk. They're just wanting to check us out or just see, you know, what words others get. So be sure if you do want prayer to press 1 on your phone. Excuse me. I'm going to start tonight with some scripture that the Lord put on my heart as I spent some time with him this afternoon. It's in Mark 6, and it's about Jesus feeding the 5,000. It said, the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them. Don't you love the Lord? Because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This was a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But the Lord answered, and he said, you give them something to eat. He said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? So Jesus said, how many loaves do you have? He said, go and see. When they found out, they said, five loaves and two fish. And then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven. Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples and set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men, this wouldn't include women and children, who had eaten was 5,000. Amen. How often when Jesus tells us to feed the people, do we feel like that we don't have enough, that we feel inadequate, we feel that we fall short of the mark, and in ourselves, I mean, that's true. In this situation, the disciples felt the same way. They said, how can we possibly feed all these people? But what did Jesus, thinking back in Peter, what did Jesus tell Peter that time? He said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord, you know. He said, feed my sheep. You know, how often do we feel unqualified? And I'm going to put both of my hands up on that a lot of the time. I can answer that one. A lot of the time. Over and over and over. You feel, you know, we feel like, God, I just don't know. you know, what if I messed up? I can't, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have enough in me. I don't know, Lord. But, you know, have you ever prayed for someone that had maybe an ailment or a headache or whatever the case, and when they were better, you were actually shocked? I hate to say it, but I have. Have you ever laid hands on someone and they were slain in the spirit and you stood there with your mouth open in amazement at what God had done because you knew you didn't do it? God's good, isn't he? He's good. Thank you, Lord. But, you know, just like with the five loaves and the two fishes, it was brought to Jesus first. You know, Jesus told them, go see what's there. And they got, you know, they went out and they got the loaves, they got the fishes, and they brought it to him. And he blessed it, and it multiplied. And it became sufficient supply to feed every man, woman, and child there, plus Jesus and the disciples. You know, I'm sure Jesus, he probably knew those fish and loaves were out there. You know, I just my, you know, it doesn't say that in the word, but just my thinking, I bet you he already knew it, probably in his spirit felt it. You know, and it's like that with us. You know, God calls us to do things. He asks us, and, you know, he never makes us do anything. You know that. But, see, those things that he's put in us, that he wants to draw out, that he wants to use to feed the people, to feed the sheep, it's his. It's his. You know, and when we give it to him first, you know, it's, you know, I hear people talk about my ministry, that, my, I'm sorry, hon, it's his ministry. It's his. Anything that we have, you know, every good gift comes from above. Every gift that we have, the Lord gave to us. You know, the anointing, Holy Spirit is the anointing, you know. I mean, we've all heard people say, well, I'm anointed to do this and I'm anointed to do that. And, you know, and in a sense, that's true. But everything we have, it's his. And, you know, we come and we submit ourselves to him, ourselves. You know, it's not going to matter if you, if it's prayer. You know, if God's called you to pray for people, and honestly, every believer is called to pray for other people. If he's given you the ability to sing, if he's given you a creative anointing to write, art, gifting of the prophetic, maybe he's poured finances into your life because you're to be a minister of finance or a minister of helps. I mean, the list just goes on and on of the things that God uses people for. But he's looking for willing vessels, just willing vessels. You know, I've heard that story, and I'm sure you guys have too, of Katherine Coleman saying that she was not God's first choice, that actually she was his fourth choice, that there were men, actually, that the Lord had called, but they wouldn't accept the call. And so, you know, if one says no, God doesn't just abort the assignment. He keeps moving on until he finds one that will say yes. And in her case, he said yes. And she's, you know, I've heard this, that she had said, you know, what could God do with just a willing vessel that would be just totally submitted and committed to him? You know, I remember Randy told me one time, he said the way to activate the prophetic is to pray for people. You know, make ourselves available for God to use. You know, as we pray for people, you know, it doesn't mean that the prophetic gifting will just immediately kick in. You may pray and pray and pray, but it's a way to tap into that anointing, is just be willing to pray, you know. People are needing encouragement. People are needing answers. People are needing someone to agree with them for breakthrough in their life, or, you know, life and death matters. The first step is being willing to pray for them, being willing to pray with them. And honestly, when it comes to the prophetic, you really need to be able to stand there and, like, pray for them. Not saying you have to be standing up, but, you know, praying for them at home when they're not there. I mean, sometimes you will get a word of the Lord for someone, but typically it's when you're praying there in person with them, you know, that this prophetic gifting will, that anointing will move, and the Lord will give you a word on time for them right there, like just a rhema word from the Lord at that moment to speak into their life. But, you know, as we step forward in obedience, just like with the bread and loaves, and we just give it to God and say, God, you know, here am I. Use me. Those things that he has put in our life, that's all he's looking for, is for us to submit it to him. And then he will bless it. He will multiply it. And it'll be sufficient. You know, it reminds me of that scripture in Isaiah 1:19. Says, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. Some others, it says, you will eat the good of the land. I like that one that says, you will eat the best of the land. My computer is beeping at me here. Get that out of the way. I remember, and this has been, oh goodness, probably back around 2006, something like that, 2005, 2006. I'd gone to Houston with a few friends. Kim Clement was going to be down there at a church, and they had advertised it. And so me and two or three others, we drove down to Houston to be in the Kim Clement meeting. And anyhow, we got down there, and we had gotten there early enough to get a decent seat. It wasn't like a big stadium. It was just a church, and, you know, there was probably 300 people there. But anyhow, we got in there, and they did – we kept looking, never saw Kim, and they did some praise and worship. And finally, the pastor – seemed like his name was Pastor Rodriguez or something like that. He got up, and he told her, he says, I hate to tell you. I said, you know, Kim had flown to Houston – but there was an emergency at his house. I don't remember if his little boy had a bike accident or something. He was going to be okay, but it was a little sketchy. And anyhow, Kim had to fly back out. At that time, he was living up around Dallas. So he had to fly back out to go see about his son. So, of course, we were all disappointed because, you know, we'd driven all the way down there to hear Kim Clement. Loved the prophetic. And, of course, I personally always loved his music, too. And but the pastor had a wonderful message, and at the end of the message, now you got to remember, I live in Texas. This is Texas, and there was about 300 people there, and the pastor, he said, I see someone riding a horse, stand up. Now, I'll be honest, I looked across that crowd, and I thought, there ought to be 8 or 10 people stand up in here. This is Texas. I was the only person in the whole crowd that stood up, and I was shocked. And I thought, really? But anyhow, he looked at me and he said, you came to hear the prophet. But he said, instead, you're getting Gehazi. You know, in the Bible, Gehazi was the servant of Elisha. And, you know, when the leper came, the captain of the army that had gotten leprosy, you know, he came to see Elisha thinking Elisha would come out and do some stuff. And instead, Elisha just told Gehazi, he said, just go out and tell him to dip 7 times. But anyhow, that's this pastor, he told me, he says, you came to hear the prophet, but you got Gehazi. And he told me, he went on to say some things to me, and he told me, he says, you're going to make a music CD. There's going to be music CDs. Now, I knew that man did not know me, had never seen me in his life. So I knew that was a word from the Lord, you know, and there had been one or two, you know, people that knew me and just been around me and said, oh, you ought to do a CD sometime, you know, and I just, you know, to be honest, I kind of blew that off because they were around me. But I knew when he said it, it was a word from God because he had no idea. And I, you know, I hid that word in my heart, but I believed it. You know, it's like, okay, God, okay. And it was, you know, I felt, and still do, I felt very ill-equipped. You know, I'm not a great musician. I do play by ear, but I'm not a great musician. I do sing some, but I'm not a great singer. You know, I'm an average singer. God does, you know, has given me songs, and that's, I think, the biggest thing is the Lord has me to write. And I know in my heart that in the future that there will be other people, you know, that will pick up those songs and will sing them and hopefully record them and things like that, and will have a lot more success with them. But the thing is when God said it, I was like, okay, Lord. And it's, you know, even though it was several years later before that all came about, you know, at this time I have recorded a couple of CDs and I have a third one in the works. But, you know, in all of that, you know, I still had to submit that to God and say, God, I don't play a keyboard great. I kind of peck around. I never had any lessons, you know. I wish I had. But, you know, I think, Lord, there's so many people out there with so much talent, you know, that can play so well, that can sing so very well. You know, and I remember I was in a meeting with Mary John Brock. She's in heaven now. And one night she told me, she says, you know, and she was kind of firm, to be honest. And she says, the Lord wants you to know. He says, you know, and I can't remember exactly her word verbatim, but something like, you know, will you not believe, or, you know, Lord wants you to realize he's given you a beautiful voice, and he wants to use you. And it was just, okay, God. Anyhow, I felt the prodding. I felt the prodding of the Lord to move forward. And I just said, God, you know, regardless of how inadequate I feel and how much maybe that there are others that might be a lot more talented for this, see, He wanted it. And so it's like, yes, Lord, I'll do it. And I just, you know, I know that whatever, and it's the same in your lives, whatever God has called you to do, we submit it to him. We bring it to him because it's what he wants, and we offer it to him. And God will bless it. He will bless it. And with his blessing, it will feed a multitude. It'll feed a multitude. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm going to stop with that right there. I'm going to go ahead and play another song and write down the phone numbers. I could, you know, in my heart, I could just go on and on with that about, you know, just saying yes to the Lord and stepping out, you know, whether it's witnessing on the street, whether it's going to the old folks' home and just encouraging them, praying for them. Sitting, you know, most of the old folks' homes have a piano in them. You know, if you play a piano or sing, you know, it's just stepping out. Of course, we ask God, you know, ask God for direction. But I think, you know, he honors our willingness. You know, even sometimes when he has said do something, sometimes we'll step out maybe a little bit that wasn't quite what he meant. But, you know, he knows our hearts. He understands our hearts, and he appreciates and he loves us, and just the willingness to be obedient. So, anyhow, let's play a song right quick.
Day on Calvary.
It's going to be when we step in those gates of glory and we get to bow before the Lord and cast our crowns at his feet. Well, all right, we'll start taking callers now. Let's see. 828-989. I believe this is Jennifer.
Jeannie?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Can
Jennifer.
You, okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can now, yes.
Okay.
It's Jennifer.
I was trying to make sure everything was plugged in here good. I wasn't sure there for a second. Typically, if I can hear the music that's in the computer, then you guys can hear me. So that's always a good way for me to know whether or not the sound is still working. So, okay, well, great. I'm glad to have you tonight, and thank you for waiting and listening.
Thank you.
Are you doing okay tonight?
I am. Just wanted to hear a friendly voice. Yours is the friendliest I can think of.
No, thank you. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and I thank you for her sweetheart and her kind heart, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for how she encourages, Lord, that she freely pours out. She freely pours out the encouragement that she needs and wants, longs for herself, Lord. And, Lord, that's kingdom principle. Give and it shall be given. Give and it shall be given. Jennifer, when I'll be honest, before I ever clicked on your name, when I saw your number, of course, I recognized it. And immediately I saw like a peach tree with big, beautiful peaches on it. And the Lord telling me that that, like, your fruit is becoming so sweet. Your fruit mm-hmm. is becoming so juicy, like the nectar so sweet and so rich. You know, and I thought about it, and the area I live, actually, we grow peaches in this area. I don't personally, but, I mean, peaches are grown in this area here where I live. And I know just from hearsay that they say sometimes when you have a drier spring, that's when the fruit will be the very sweetest. It's when when it's been a little drier season. Whereas when you've had a whole lot of rain, I'm assuming maybe it kind of waters down the nectar some that's in the fruit. But they mm-hmm. say in these drier seasons, now we had a really wet season spring this year, but in those drier seasons, those drier springs, if the fruit will be the very sweetest. You know, and I thought about grapes, how they're, you know, they're grow them in more of the desert regions. And I thought, you know, that is so much like our lives. That when we go through those dry seasons, when we go through those seasons that seem difficult, that seem like, wow, I could use a little rain. I could use, you know, I could stand to be poured out upon, God. You know, those times that just feel like, wow, I'm just thirsty. You know, it's in those seasons, because typically those are the seasons that we're calling out to God, that we're drawing near to Him. But those are the very seasons that creates that sweetness, that creates that scrumptious, delicious, juicy fruit on us too. Mm-hmm. It truly is those times. And that's just what I saw. Like I said, the moment when I saw your number, I immediately saw a peach tree and the Lord telling me how sweet your fruit is becoming at this season and this time. See, because it's you've been maturing. You've been maturing. You've been growing. You've been going through difficulty where that God, you know, in those times, and it's true for all of us, when we go through difficulty, when we go through those trying times, we search our hearts. Most of us do.
Yeah.
You know, we really love God and we're for the Lord. We begin to search our hearts because we're wanting the things to change. We're wanting a situation, you know, to get easier. You know, we're wanting answers to prayers, and so we start looking for anything that's hindered in any way. You know, we start breaking up the fallow ground, and it's like, Lord, you know, search me, show me, God. Me too. But we go through that season of maturing, you know, that season of learning and searching and calling out to God. And in all of that, you know, He's doing all that time. He's doing a wonderful work in us. And that's what God has been doing in you. That's some of what He's been doing in you. Bringing a greater level of maturity, bringing a more of a richness to what He has put within you. He's been maturing your fruit so that when those, you know, if you've ever went and pulled a piece of fruit, whether it was a plum or a pear or whatever it was, you know, and you pulled it. Now, when I was a kid, I loved green plums. Not so much now. But, you know, when you'll grab one of those green plums and you bite it, and boy, it would have a kind of a sting to it. It would be so bitter. You know, as a kid, it tasted good, but like I said, not so much now. But, see, that's what we want. When we're around others, when people partake of our fruit, we want them to have that experience of, oh, this is so sweet. This is so sweet. This is so rich. This is so juicy. This is a delicacy from the Lord, because we're always representing Him, and He is so sweet and He is so good. And so He's been maturing fruit, and in the process, you know, He's growing you and maturing you and making you stronger and preparing you for great things, preparing you for to reach out and to do things for the kingdom of God, to do great things for the kingdom of God. And I know in my heart that you are multifaceted, you are multicolored, and God is going to use you in many different areas. But the wealth that He's been pouring into you, the work He's been doing in your life during this time, even though those dry seasons are difficult. They're not fun.
Yes.
But they do a great and lasting work. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
Thank you.
I just love how God, I just love his faithfulness of, you know, of how he shows us things. And he's so awesome. He's so awesome.
Amen.
Well, hon, was there anything in particular that you were needing prayer about tonight or anything you wanted to share tonight?
No, I was just needing some encouragement and, like I said, a friendly voice. And you definitely, I can check both off.
Thank you. Thank you. You're more than welcome.
God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, sweetie. And have a good week and just the richness of God in your life this week.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Nine one zero 709, I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm doing good. In this good, cool air conditioning with a ceiling fan, so I am just fine. So how are you doing tonight? You have any new adventures to share with us tonight?
No, not tonight. No,
exploits in the Lord. Yeah, exploits in the Lord. That is you, girl. Great, mighty exploits in the Lord. Father, I thank you for God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, how that you are stepping out. Lord, that at your word that she is stepping out. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the confidence that you're building in Sylvia, Lord, that she's not only getting a confidence that you are with her and that you are moving in her midst, and Father, that you are that when she goes out, that you go with her. Just I believe, as Moses said, that if you don't go with me, Lord, I don't want to go. Only if you go with me will I go. And I hear like that's your heart's cry, God. If you go with me, and you're knowing, you're realizing that God is going with you, and it's developing a confidence in you. It's developing a peace, you know, a rest within you that because God has told me to do this, because I'm obeying God, because I'm pleasing God, then I can expect the Lord to move. And that growing your faith, that giving, you know, just a confidence that you belong to the Lord, you know that. But that confidence that he will show up and show out, that he will do that. Lord, I thank you, Father, for expanding her horizons. Expanding horizons. And so I just get the feeling that there's going to be times, you know, we get in areas, you know, like if you're used to praying for people, if you're used to doing music, you know, if we get in areas that we get comfortable, that, okay, I've done this a few times now. I'm feeling pretty comfortable with this. I'm not getting too nervous doing this.
Right.
But I think there's going to be times, maybe not a lot of times, but there's going to be times that you may be asked to step up in an area that you're going to think, what? and you're going to think, I don't know that that's my place, or I don't know that that's my spot. You know, that, you know, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't see you being unwilling to do it, but I see you being a little surprised at times at some of the places, you know, whether it's just filling in, you know, not necessarily somebody trying to stick you in a slot so much as just at times that there be a need, you know. Sometimes there's just a need, and we have to be willing to step up and fill it. And I just see that happening, you know, that at times there's going to be places that you will be asked, you know, can you do this, or can you do this, and that you're going to be surprised, that you'll, you know, at first you may be like, what? But that you're going to be surprised. Uh-oh. Says my battery's running low. How could that be? Oh, hold on, y'all. My husband must have unplugged my computer back here accidentally. He probably had the... Plug that in. She probably had the printer plugged in. Anyhow, I see those opportunities coming, and you being surprised at yourself at how easily you will flow in those things, even though it's something maybe you're not familiar with, something that you've maybe even not done before. I remember, and it's been many years ago now, I was just a young person in a church that I was going to at that time, and I had never done any teaching, but there came a need, I think. There was a few Sundays there that they didn't have anybody to teach the kids Sunday school. And, Lord, I knew, like I said, I was young. I didn't have a clue. I've never had children, so I didn't know nothing about communicating with kids, much less how to teach a lesson. But, you know, it was one of those things I thought, you know, there's a need here to be filled, and I can step up and do this two or three times and try to help these people out. You know, I can't remember if somebody was out of town or somebody was sick. I don't really remember the situation now. I just remember it was one of those things that I was really uncomfortable with. But I was like, okay, you know, I don't know how, you know, I don't know really how good I was or anything like that, but it was just one of those things. And I was okay with it. But I just see that there being opportunities, there being times of you being maybe asked to step into a different role. And just that you being surprised with yourself, even though it was something that may be a little unfamiliar to you, something that maybe you've not done before, that just the willingness to be a servant of God and say, you know, sure, you know, I'll do this, whatever the situation, and just being surprised, you know. Being surprised maybe at being asked to do it, but secondly, being surprised at how smoothly it goes, you know, because you also have anointings in multiple areas. You do. You have anointings in multiple areas. We typically will all have an anointing, one or two maybe, that we're stronger in. But that doesn't mean that we don't, God won't use us in other areas too. And so that's it. I just see I just see the Lord occasionally, you know, will you do this too? You know, will you step up and fill this need this time? And I just see you doing it and it being good. So praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
Kind of unusual word, I understand. Yeah, that kind of an unusual word, and I haven't a clue, as you know, what that would be or anything like that. And it may not be anything big whatsoever. It may just be little small things. But
you know, when I was in Florida, that happened, and. The pastor told me that the Lord said for you to get up there and do your testimony. And the same thing that you just said to me is what I told him. I told him that if I was to get up there, that I needed him to be with me because that's not something I could do on my own. And when I got up there, same words that you're telling me, I told the audience, I introduced myself, and I told them that the Lord was going to do amazing things in the service, and that he was going to show up and show out. And you just repeated, and that's exactly what happened in Florida, and I was nervous. And when I finished doing the testimony, and I did get surprised, that it wasn't nervous or I didn't shake. And I was so surprised, and I sat in the seat and I was like, thank you, Lord. I said, because I don't ever want to go anywhere unless you're coming.
Yeah, amen.
And
you know what, and I don't know what this is. I'm also just getting something that God touching your brother in some way. I don't have any idea if this is like emotionally, mentally, if God working with his heart.
Oh, no. That was going
to
be
the
prayer.
I'm just getting something, just sensing in my heart that God connecting with your brother in some way. Whether I don't know what that is, if that's something in his heart, an attitude, a healing, but I'm just sensing something about your brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I've been calling PGN to different people. My brother, he got a bad report. They wanted to put him on dialysis. And he's on the transplant list in Colin, and I've been praying for him and having different people pray concerning his kidney. Okay. But I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I can't wait to get off and tell him.
Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, I don't know what that is. What this entails. It was like your brother came to mind. In that there being God working in his life in some way. You know, it may be spiritual, it may be physical, it may be emotional, but a connection, you know, God, a connection with him and God in some way, something happening there. So praise Jesus.
Yes, it's spiritual. Jesus. It's spiritual. He's not saved. And it's spiritual because I was telling him one day that I could call up a lot of people to pray for him. But there's something that he needs to do for himself also, and that he needed to turn his life over, you know, and he told me that he would. And so, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Ooh,
thank you, Lord. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about your brother. I was just thinking about you, but it was like all of a sudden your brother came to mind. And it's just like I could see there being a connection. They're just the Lord making a connection with him somewhere. So praise God for that.
Ooh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Well, was there anything in particular you wanted to pray about before I move on to the next one?
No. Actually, it was going to be my brother, but I thank you for the report. Yes.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
You.
God knew then.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, son.
You.
Have a good week.
You too.
Let's see, 903-720. I believe this is my other Miss Sylvia.
Yes, it is. Good evening. How are
good
you doing?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice tonight. Praise God. God bless you, sweetie. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Miss Sylvia and Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the treasure she is and the blessing she is. Lord, I thank you, Father, for explaining things. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing understanding, Lord, to her. Sylvia, I actually got this a little bit ago. You know, sometimes we can look back. I know I've done this. I've done this a lot. We can look back on things that went on in our lives in the past, whether it was relationship things or things that happened, And sometimes we're, you know, at the time that things happen, sometimes we were like, I don't understand why this is happening like this, or we just didn't see things clearly always, you know. And then as we grow in God and we understand how the enemy works and how he entraps people, we understand about soul ties and we understand about soul trauma and just all of those sorts of things. As we grow in the Lord and we have understanding, then sometimes we can go back and we can revisit those memories of situations in the past and people, things that went on with people and things like that, that with the knowledge and the understanding, the wisdom that we have now in the Lord, we're able to dissect those things and now have and it's like the Lord will just open up understanding we can understand then, the enemy was at work here doing something. Maybe and it can be someone that acted ugly or someone that had a repetitive nature, that had a repetitive way that they were acting, just repetitive things going on in their lives. Anyhow, just we as we understand, we can look back and we're able to analyze that through the maturity of the Lord. And it brings, for one thing, it brings, anytime we have understanding, you know, the world says, you know, knowledge is power. Well, understanding in the Lord is power in the sense that it's peace and it's rest and it helps us. When we understand people, we understand the root of things, of why of, you know, why they've done what they've done, why they've said what they, why they acted this way, why they kept going through maybe the same scenario over and over, and we're thinking, why aren't they, you know, why aren't they getting this? Why do they keep making these same mistakes over and over? And when we look back, we're able to have understanding, because we understand the enemy more, and we understand God, and we understand the soulish realm and things like that. And it helps us to have compassion for people. It helps us many times to forgive people in a real true sense of I understand why they're like that, or I understand, I can see now what was going on. And, you know, it can bring a lot of healing to us, too. If it was something that personally affected our lives, that was causing us trouble or just trauma in our own lives, when we can look back and see the problems that were going on with these people, maybe spiritually, anyhow, just things that have happened. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It's just a great help. You know, there's, you know, just an example. There's a man that lives here in East Texas that, as an adult, he's homosexual. Now, we grew up down the road from one another. We weren't best friends, but I knew him very well. And, you know, as a teenager, at least unbeknownst to me, he wasn't. But see, I knew even as a young kid, you know, even like 11, 12 years old, I knew that his daddy was a predator, a sexual predator, and that they had, that there was another old couple that was older than them, than his parents, that were sexual predators. And they, you know, they would leave him with them a lot, you know, and he would go spend, you know, they would send him over there and things. And, you know, even as a teenager, he would get a hold of tapes and stuff that would be vulgar. And I'm like, where did you get that? And he would say, you know, and this is a, you know, still a school kid. And he would say, oh, and he would give me the name of this older couple. He would say, you know, they gave it to me and things like that. And so now as an adult, you know, now that, I mean, he's actually married to another man. For me personally, I understand. I understand now. It's like most people, if they just looked at his life, particularly on the Christians, they might really, you know, have a bad opinion of him, of like, you know, and not saying that that's right. I mean, it's wrong. We know the word says it's an abomination unto God. But see, because I understand, and I know from personal knowledge, I knew that he had a father that was a predator. I knew that even as a young man that he was exposed to an older couple that were sexual predators and showed R-rated, you know, X-rated movies and all that to him. So, you know, I understand. But see, as a Christian, I can see how the demonic, how that good chance, you know, that he would have been bound demonically with those kind of spirits even as a child. And it gives you compassion instead of maybe judging someone, instead of thinking, why can't they do right, you know, or this and that, that we're able to look at them with the real compassion of the Lord and pray for them and hold them up, because we can see things. And that's just an example. Like I said, that's just an example of someone that's in my life. But I just see, it was like I see the Lord, like, with the understanding and the wisdom that you have now, maybe the Lord even at times having you revisit memories of the past, and it bringing an understanding and a compassion, and it may not be people you're even around anymore, but even situations. But, you know, that sort of thing, it brings, when we can look back and we can kind of see what has happened, it does bring a measure of peace and understanding to us. It brings a healing. You know, it brings a healing in our lives if it was something that touched our lives. I hope that's a blessing to you. I hope, you know, you understand what I'm saying in it. It's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing. Wisdom and understanding is a good thing. And to be able to look into natural situations and see the spiritual, not only the spiritual consequences, but the spiritual implications there, you know, what spiritually was going on behind the scenes, Yeah. It can bring a lot of healing, a lot of understanding. It can help direct our prayers and compassion and just all those sorts of things. Father, I just thank you for the wisdom and understanding and the maturity and the discernment. Yes, discernment, Lord, that you have poured into Sylvia, Lord, and that you have matured through the years, and you're even now, Lord, opening things up to her, Lord. I see you just opening wisdom, opening understanding, opening discernment in a greater way. That as the word says, ears to hear and eyes to see, that God really, like a new level of opening your eyes to see, just that seeing, you know, seeing into the spiritual realm, discerning, understanding what you're seeing, being able to pick up in the spirit the spiritual things that are behind the roots of matters. It helps us to know how to pray for people. Like I said, it helps us to be compassionate towards people. It helps us to know how to stand against things, to take authority over things. That's a great treasure of the Lord, you know, and it's just part of journey in the Lord. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all your in Sylvia's life, Lord, that she is a warrior in the Lord, that she is a prayer warrior, is a warrior in Christ. Father, and I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I just thank you for increasing her, increasing blessing in her life, increasing wisdom in her life, increasing favor and honor in her life, Lord. Thank you for meeting every need, You know, that's one of those, Lord, I just thank you, amen. That's one of those things that when we recognize, you know, if you recognize the enemy, then you know how to fight. We can't fight an enemy that we don't recognize. And it's in all those implications. I mean, that's a very broad subject, really, of seeing and understanding and knowing how to delve into prayer and how to war and just understanding so that it brings peace too. So thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And I received that powerful prayer from a woman of God, and I was praying with a young lady on Saturday, and she kept telling me distraction came up and distraction, and she owned this business, and she said things that we think, spending more time with the Father, and things that we think is important, like, oh, my hair doesn't look right, or oh, what am I wearing with these shoes, or what am I going to eat, and the distraction, those distractions that's not important. And we talked, and I told her just she spends time with the Lord, but she just probably needs to spend more time from the distracted things that is not important. And she was amazed about that word that the Father had given me. And I'm just grateful and thankful from the word that you just spoke from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm grateful.
God is grateful for everything.
And you know, there could be things that, you know, when you ask for clarity and insight on things, from even breaking curses for generations.
Right.
And you keep breaking those curses. And I heard one pastor say that it don't have to be 10 or 6 generations. It can be 3 generations. And I have that. I've had that in the last. I've had 2 or 3 to call me and ask me to pray for them, for that schizophrenic generation that's from the grandmother now on another generation. And everything you said was true. I mean, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
God is good. God is good.
And then the one lady, I had so many to call me on the same day, that spirit of cutting itself, a suicidal spirit. You know, these people are calling me and asking me to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah. God is using you mightily, girl. He's using you mightily.
And you know, it's just amazing because, you know, you told us 6 or 7 months ago about you had left your puppy and, you know, you told him bye and all that and you would see him in heaven. I remember all those things. I had that same thing that happened to me on Saturday. I left and went to the store and came back and my puppy was laying in the door. Oh, God.
Oh.
He was laying by the door waiting on me. He was gone when I got back.
Yeah.
But you don't know unless you had baby. I had him for a while. And I'm grateful that I had him those years that I had him laying on my foot and laying right up under my bed and laying just wherever I was. And I'm grateful.
So, our animals are a blessing. I mean, the Lord created them. You know, everything in the earth he created. He created for him, but he created for us, you know, things to bless us and things for our joy and things for our use. So, you know, the word says a wise person considers their beast, considers the needs of their animals. So God loves the animals too. He loves the animals too.
He said,
well, was there anything in particular that you were wanting prayer about tonight?
Yeah, just pray. Just pray whatever that you see that I'm getting. I know the closeness and for me being able to keep being wherever I need to be in the community.
Yeah.
He
is using you. Lord, I just thank you for Miss Sylvia. Father, I thank you for your love that you pour out on her and you pour through her, Lord, and you bless her and you cover her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that your angels encamp round about her. Lord, your word says that your angels encamp round about those that fear him and deliver them, Lord, that your angels are around Sylvia's home and around her, Lord, and they protect her and they're watching over and ministering to her. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for your love. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you send people to her door. Say, Lord, just sending people to your door.
Yes.
I know people call you on the phone and things, but I say, Lord, sending people to your door directly.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you, Father, that her home, Lord, is like an oasis of love. Mm-hmm. It's like a lifesaver, like a life raft, Lord, even out in the world, those places, you know, where people are looking, they're looking for help, they're looking for someone that will pray, they're looking for someone that will show an ounce of compassion, of caring, just someone that will be genuine, someone that will be real, someone that has words of life and living water. And Lord, I thank you for pouring out through Sylvia, Lord, the words of life, those rivers of living water, Lord, flowing through her, Lord. You are touching others through her. And Lord, I bless her life and I bless her home. Lord, I bless her body and her finances, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for using her.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you for the peace and the understanding and the wisdom. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer. And you have a good weekend. Just keep me lifted up. Thank you,
you
so
too.
Much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You, God bless you, hon, and you have a good week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
954-580. I believe this is Caroline from Jamaica.
Yes, it is. Good evening.
Good evening. I hope you're doing good tonight. Is nice weather down there today?
I'm not my best. Oh, we've been having some rains, but I consider it beautiful weather.
Well, it's 95 here today, so a little rain might cool it off. I don't know what your typical temperatures are down there.
Yes.
I've only been to Jamaica once, and that's been many, many years ago. So hopefully it's pleasant. So let's yes. pray for your father. I thank you, Lord, for Caroline. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for lifting her up. Lord, I thank you for lifting her up, for lifting her arms. Father, I thank you for soothing her fears. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing comfort. Lord, I thank you for bringing. It's like I just see the Lord just like giving you a hug and just reassuring you that everything is okay, that God just being with you, just letting you know, is cast every care upon him because he cares for you. Be anxious for nothing. I just see the Lord just bringing comfort to you, bringing, it's like I see him like kind of giggling like, "Hun, everything is all right. I'm here. I'm with you." Like the things that would seem big to you, that they're nothing to him. You know, there's so many things that just seem so huge to us. One thing, God can see the beginning from the end. And secondly, he's God. You know, things that just seem would be impossible. You know, the word says nothing is impossible with God. You know, and things, those things, they're not even a blip on his radar. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you do care about those things that Caroline cares about. Lord, just as in the word, that you are moved with compassion and you care about us and you care about those things that bring us concern, that bring us worry, Lord. But at the same time, you're always saying, "Don't worry, I'm here. Don't worry, I'm with you. I'll walk with you every step of the way. I'll give you answers as you go." Just as he said with the lepers, they said as they went, they were healed. You know, sometimes we have all of our answers kind of up front. There'll be things that we get it, you know, you get it right up front. We'll pray a prayer and boom, God answers that prayer and it's done. And there's other things that it's a process, that as we walk it out, the answers come. It's like it works itself out as we go. You know, he brings the answers. He brings the meets the need kind of as we go. And it's all still God. He gets the glory for all of it either way. And he builds our faith. He builds our confidence in him. It stretches our trust. So that, you know, when we get our prayers answered right up front, you know, like if we have some bills coming up and something that we get a financial blessing that we've got all the money to pay all those bills that month right in our hand, and other times, you know, it may eke out so that it's like, okay, this bill's due this week, but God sent the money. Okay, I've got another bill that's due next week, but God supernaturally brought the money. You know, other times he'll have us trust him along the way. And both ways are good. I mean, he's still faithful. He's still doing it. But he's stretching us and he's teaching us how to depend on him and how to trust him. That even when we don't see it all up front, that we know that he'll come through for us. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Caroline. Lord, I thank you, Father, for strengthening her. I see the Lord like putting tools in your hands, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, as I'm seeing it, it's like he's giving you tools. He's giving you tools. Just in my, you know, in my mind, I would think, you know, even though it appears like tools, you know, like you see like carpenters, tools. But in my mind, I would think God giving you what you need for what you face, those things that are challenges, those things that you encounter, God giving you the tools to conquer those things as they come up. So I just it's like I see you there. I see the Lord standing in front of you. I see the Lord handing you tools that will meet your needs, that will solve whatever issue that you're coming across as you meet them. God giving you the tools that you need to be victorious in each and every situation. Father, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, that you never leave us without. You never leave us. You never forsake us, Father, that you're always providing. You're always providing. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, Lord, regardless if it's knowledge, if it's wisdom, if it's favor, Lord, if it's connections to the right people, to right businesses, Lord, if it's supernatural recall, if it's healing, Lord, that you are our provider. And Lord, I thank you for the tools being provided that Carolyn needs and when she needs them. And Lord, you're good. You're good, and we thank you. And Lord, I bless Carolyn, and I bless her peace and her joy, Lord. I just ask, Lord, that you fill her with joy to overflowing. And Lord, that her confidence would be strong, her confidence be ever growing, Lord, and her expectancy, Lord, just strong. So, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So what's going on with you?
Amen. That is, wow, that's a rhema. That's a rhema break. That's just, oh, my God. I was listening to you talking earlier during the introduction, and I was just praying, and I'm like, God, I pray, oh, God, that you will just send a word for me just to minister to me, because I'm truly going through a process right now, and I think I blundered in regard to a decision that I made, and I am just at I just really never knew how to deal with it, and I'm like, God, it's not too late to pray about it, but I don't think I can change at this point. So it was just so refreshing to know that God is just caring for me even in these times when I think that I blundered and there may not be a way out. But I take comfort in the words, and I will just rest the situation in the hands of the Lord, and I will just pray for the best.
Yes. Yes. Like I said, I just saw the Lord just handing you tools. And it was like there were several tools, but it was like, you know, it's kind of like, in my case, I've helped my husband before. Like, he would be working on something, and he would be like, you know, hand me a wrench. Okay, he would do that, and he'd be like, okay, hand me the pliers, you know. And so I would hand him what he needed at the moment he needed it. And that was kind of like what I was seeing is the Lord handing you tools to accomplish whatever the job was at the time. God just giving you equipping you for what you needed at that time. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. I mean, he's
thank
just so
you,
good.
Lord.
And we can just trust him,
yes,
and have confidence in him and how he just encourages us. He's beautiful like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, thank you for holding so long and waiting. And is there anything else in particular that you want to pray about before I move on?
Yes, I'd like you to pray for my father. His state of health has been deteriorating in the last couple of months. He hasn't been doing well. I really don't know what is the cause of what's happening. Tomorrow, he's a diabetic, and for the last 2 weeks, his blood glucose level has been out of control. He'll be seeing an endocrinologist tomorrow. So I just want you to commit his health to the Lord, and I pray that the Lord will grant wisdom and whatever intervention that will be made, it will be a success. Thank you.
Now, this is your father?
Yes.
Your father? Okay. Well, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Carolyn's father, Lord, and that your eyes are watchful. Lord, you're watching over him, Father. And Lord, we just ask for divine intervention, Lord, that you would give him the best doctors, Lord, that you would give them supernatural wisdom. Lord, that if there's a key to be found, Lord, where this sugar and stuff like that is concerned, Lord, and is Lord, the endocrinologist and all that. Lord, if there's a key that is to be found, Lord, that you will make it very visible to them. Lord, very visible, that they will be able to recognize and make corrections, Lord. And Father, we speak healing over him. Lord, we just speak, Lord, that everything come into alignment into his body and into correction, Lord. And Father, regardless of whether it's a medication, whether it's a change in diet, Lord, whether there's a malfunction of some sort in another organ that is affecting, Lord, that is affecting his sugar and things like that. I'm just listening for a second, Carolyn. I know I have a friend that, a very good friend that is diabetic, and she has problems with different organs in her body. And I'm sure they have tested his liver and things like that. I was trying to remember. It seems like on Deb that when one thing would get out of alignment, it would affect another part of her body, you know. That certain things would affect her mm-hmm. sugar levels, and it would be, mm-hmm. it would actually be something else, you know, that how one organ can affect the other organ, and we may catch it. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the keys for these doctors, Lord that they will see accurately, they will see the whole scenario, Father, that they will pick up on any discrepancies in his body. Lord, that if there's what may appear to be one thing can actually be something else. You know, like, you know, sometimes our thyroid mm-hmm. can be out of whack, and it's actually the parathyroid and stuff like that,
right.
that's having the problem. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for wisdom of God, mm-hmm. Lord, that for your wisdom and your understanding, Lord, for supernatural insight for them. As they check him out, Lord, and I thank you for the peace of God just enveloping him. And Lord, we just speak the healing power of God, the healing power of God over him, Lord, that it be a witness to him, that he have a testimony of your goodness and your love and your healing power. And Lord, I just thank you for doing that, for doing that. And Lord, we just thank you in advance for a good report. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Oh, have God bless you.
Wonderful
too.
Night. Thank you.
You too, sweetie. Good night. 903-918. How is Miss Michelle doing tonight?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. You sound pretty perky tonight. I like that. I hope you're doing good tonight.
Yes, I'm doing good.
Good. It seems like there's a new joy in your voice that I used to not hear before, Michelle. Father, I thank you for Michelle, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for pouring in joy. Lord, I thank you for expectancy. Expectancy, you know, some people, they have things happen to where almost they get to where they expect bad, but see, we belong to the Lord, and I thank God for growing in expectancy in you for good. An expectancy for good. And that's what I see the Lord doing in you, because as prayers are answered, as we see God moving in our lives and moving around our lives, then, you know, it's like when one good thing's happened, then it encourages us and we start looking for that good. And it really is our faith working. It's our faith starts to kick in, because we get that, I know God's working. I've seen God move. God's done it before, and he'll do it again. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just working in Michelle's life. Lord, bringing that expectation. Lord, igniting her faith. Ooh, I feel that. Lord, I thank you for igniting her faith. Lord, that a flicker becomes a flame, Lord. I thank you, Father. Lord, Michelle, I see you laying hands on other people. Wow, I can feel this. I see you laying hands on other people and speaking the word of the Lord over and praying for them and seeing deliverance, seeing healing, seeing understanding come into people, seeing things broken off of others. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke, the anointing. Lord, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord, even as we praise, even as we dance before you, Lord, as we rejoice in you, Lord. Father, that the enemy can't stand the praises and the enemy flees. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the atmosphere, it even opening up an atmosphere of praise and joy and victory over Michelle and over her home, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for working and doing, Father, in her life and using her in a new way. Lord, I just thank you for victory. Lord, I thank you for the overcoming victory and power of God. Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you for, I don't know if this is somebody else physical. I don't know if it's you or somebody else, just the healing power of God. Anyhow, just picking up something physical. Something, a need, something physical, a need that's around you, and it may be someone that you're connected with. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for pouring out your healing power, Lord, for meeting every need, Father. And it may be that the Lord is going to use you in that, Michelle. Since I saw you laying hands on others, don't be reluctant at any time. Be encouraged. I encourage you to lay hands on others. Those that will allow you to lay hands on them and pray for them, I encourage you to lay hands on people and see God work. See God work. We are His hands extended, and He's looking for willing vessels. Lay hands on people and expect and see God do miraculous and wonderful things. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise
so
the Lord.
Yeah. Is there anything special that you're wanting prayer about tonight, sweetie?
No, but I just wanted to say that was confirmation because somebody asked me to lay hands on them today.
Wow.
And
awesome.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And God just healed them. And I was listening to you earlier. We know that God is a healer, but sometimes when He does it, we act like we're so surprised. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know that that's what He does.
I've been there, done that. Absolutely. Praise God. Praise God. That's exciting, girl. It's exciting for me, you know, to get that and know that God is doing that, but it's exciting for you that God is going to use you more and more in that. I know when I first started talking to you about it, but I could feel the anointing run down my back, run up my legs. It was like, you know, sometimes I feel it, sometimes I don't, but when I started to speak to you, I could just feel the presence of God. I could feel the anointing run over me when I said it. So thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, just the tip of the iceberg, this. Just the tip of the iceberg. Lord, I thank you, Father, for using Michelle. Ooh, girl, I still feel the anointing when I talk to you about it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God,
I'm just excited about it.
God is going to use you. The more you say yes, Lord, and the more you step out in it, the more you're going to see God move. There's an anointing on your life for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But no, I don't have anything that I need prayer for. Just continue to lift me up in your daily time and prayer. Praise God.
I will. Praise God. That's exciting. Well, thank you for the testimony and the encouragement. Thank you for sharing with us and let us know what all God's doing with you, girl.
I will.
All right.
Amen. You have a blessed week.
You too, sweetie. Good night.
Good night.
Let me get a little drink right quick. Mm-hmm. All right, 717-217, just Miss Anita.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
How are you doing tonight, honey? I haven't talked to you lately, I don't think.
Yes, like for a long while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Okay. Did you have well, let me pray for you, and then I'll ask you if you got something. Lord, I thank you for Anita. Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm just immediately here, new beginnings. Father, I thank you, Lord, for new beginnings in Anita's life. Lord, I thank you for new adventures. Lord, I thank you for, I'm hearing some new directions. I have no idea what that has to do with, but God, some new directions in your life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your spirit directing her, for going with her, Lord. I thank you, Father, for girl, I'm just getting new. You know, some new things, some new directions. God's working in your life. Whatever this is, God is in it.
Mm.
God is in it.
Mm.
And Lord, I thank you for your favor and your blessing going before her, going with her, Lord. I thank you that you are with her in this. Father, I just see you're with her, and she will hear a voice behind us. This is the way, walk ye in it. Walk ye in it. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that with every question, Lord, that there'll be answers. With every obstacle that she faces, Lord, that you will be right there, Lord, that you will bring her through. Girl, I'm just seeing like victory. I just see God has done something new and is doing something new, some new directions. God is in this, whatever this is, God giving you victory. Yes, with all of us, we do face obstacles. You know, the enemy does try to trip us up. He does sometimes use people to try to discourage us. But I just see you moving on. I see you moving through and God with you. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Anita, Lord. I speak provision, God. I speak protection over her, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you have gone before. Lord, that you have gone before her and prepared the way. You have gone before her and prepared the way. And, Lord, I just thank you. And I praise you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, even for, Lord, giving her, speaking to her even in the night. Lord, that you'll speak to her. Lord, that at times that she will, before she ever encounters things, Lord, that she will know. She will have known it in advance. There are times that she will know it in advance. And you will have given her a heads up, Lord, and will have given her the wisdom on how to how to walk through things, given her wisdom of how to approach situations. Lord, I just thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for the excitement, Lord. I thank you for the adventure, and, Lord, I thank you for the growth in you. Girl, it's just excitement. It feels like good things. It feels like God assignments that God is working, that God is in it. I have no idea what any of this is, you know. I haven't talked to you in Lord knows when. But we just bless Anita, Lord, and we thank you, God, and thank you for all you're doing in her life. For all you're doing and the doors you're opening.
Thank you.
And then amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow. New beginnings, new directions. New things.
Yeah.
Victory.
So what's going on with you here lately?
I lead my family on my mother's side once a month prayer intercession time since last year, 2020 April. And up until today's date, every time we are moving forward, obstacles would come from people within my family telling me I should do it this way, I should do it that way. And it has been one going up the hill, coming down, going up the hill, coming down toward the Lord. I said, Lord, you need to do something about it. This is an assignment you have given up unto me. I did not ask for it. I was minding my business. And you put that on me. So you need to do something. You know, I just pour my heart out to the Lord. And what the Lord has done for me in these times, he has given me an ear to hear. And to hear what spirit is behind what is being said.
Yeah.
So, So I don't take it to heart anymore. So, but God is doing new things in my life because I'm growing. I know that I'm growing because of some of the challenges I face and things that used to make me get a little bit annoyed or antsy. I don't get antsy anymore. My heart don't fluctuate anymore. You know, I take it, you know, like a grain of salt.
Yes.
And I just say, Lord, I turn it over to you and just leave it there.
Yes, and that's the way to handle things.
Because sometimes, you know, when you are being bombarded by the people you love,
right?
Sometimes you get a little bit afraid and anxious and angry on top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is God's work, and God, I know He will see me through it, you know, because it's His work.
Yes, you know, some of the most difficult people we'll ever deal with is family, and I've had a lot of that through the years, a lot of that. You know, because you know, other people that you're around, sometimes you can separate yourself from them, but it's a little harder to separate from family. Now, sometimes God does say do that. He does.
Yeah.
I mean, He did with, He did in the Bible. I mean, we saw that. You know, He did with Abraham, told him to leave and leave all his family, and he turned around and took Lot with him, and it ended up being a problem later. So God does say that at times. But it, I agree. You know, it can cause, it can be more challenging to deal with family situations than it is many times, even with work situations or neighbors and things like that. So, well, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for working in Anita's life. Lord, I thank you for the answers. And I thank you, Lord, for new directions. And I thank you, Father, for new adventures, Lord. And I just thank you for victory and for equipping her, giving her victory in every situation and equipping her to meet the challenge of every obstacle that comes along. So, Lord, I just bless her. I thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that you have given her. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are pleased at how she has given things to you, that she has been willing to hand it to you and say, God, only you can do this. Only you can bring peace. Only you can bring answers. Only you can bring, only you, Lord, can settle confusion and strife. Only you can do it. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart to be obedient and her heart to trust you in every situation here. So, Lord, I just bless her. I bless her life, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for working in the midst of all of it. But I thank you, Father, for the new. I thank you, Father, for the new. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Well, thank you for waiting so long. I know I've allowed everyone to talk some tonight, so it's taken a while. So, but thank you for waiting and thank you for holding. And it was good to talk to you again.
And you too. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Two, five, one, three, four, two. I believe this, Miss Latrice.
It is. How are you, Jenny?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging tough.
Mighty woman of God, yes. Mighty woman of God. Well, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Latrice. Father, I thank you. Girl, you're a general. You're a general in God's army. You're a general in God's army. You may not always see yourself that way, but you've been assigned, you've been commissioned by the Lord. And I just hear the Lord saying, you carry it well. You carry it well. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for just moving in her midst. Lord, I thank you that you've given her, you have poured wisdom into Latrice, Lord, that just like any good soldier, Lord, even the commander, that they know. They tell even the others, Lord, that they know, the good commander knows when to be still and when to move forward and when to come in from the side, that God has, he's given you like battle tactics, I guess that's the right word, battle tactics. He's given you like strategy. There's the word I'm looking for. God gives you strategy of how to approach things, how to defeat the enemy. He gives you strategy on how to bring conclusion to situations that have been difficult to get answers to. It's an anointing. It's like a general's anointing. It's like a battle anointing. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for working in Latrice's midst. Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing closure, in situations, and Lord, finally, Lord, just for bringing closure, for situations being completed and being able to move on to the next plan, being able to move on to the next assignment, Lord, for things that have lingered, Lord, bringing completion, there's the word, bringing completion to some things, Lord, so that she does not feel like she's having to look back. This is not completed, that you're trying to move on and at times having to look back. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing completion and bringing closure. Completion is really the word, more than closure, just completion, so that you can move on to the next assignments of God and be focused and have that rest. You know, sometimes I'm like this, that if I've got some things that, you know, I'm trying to do something else, but I've got something behind me here that I'm thinking, man, you know, we need to finish that up, that it's a distraction. I mean, it's just really a distraction. And it can pull our focus from the things that are ahead of us. Anyhow, I just see that being untied, that being untied, whatever that is that's needed completion, being untethered, being untied from that, because it's completed, not untied because it was left undone, but completion. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the blessings of God on Latrice's life. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom of God. And Lord, I thank you for bringing new joys. I just see you smiling, Latrice. I see you smiling. New joys. It just seems like I'm getting that, some new joys into your life. But everything's not is not responsibility and work. Not everything is responsibility and work, but some new joys, the beginning of some new joys. I just thank you, Lord, for that. And I bless Latrice, Lord. I bless her finances. I bless her body. I bless her family. Lord, I even bless her prayers. Lord, come into agreement with those that she's praying for, those that she's holding up, Lord, for prayers answered and healing and deliverance in the lives of others. Just a blessing on your life, Latrice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. I do thank you, Jenny, for your prayers. And I need to know if you would agree with me as touching concerning this semester of school, that it can be completed successfully in Jesus' name, and be able to get the last one out of the way soon.
Amen.
Because they're talking now about going back online for classes. And I need you to agree with me that it'll be done and I can complete this one successfully and work on the next one should it get to that point.
Okay. Well, Lord, I just come, I unite my faith with Latrice's, Lord, that she will complete this class, Lord, that this will be completed, finished, signed, sealed, delivered, and done, Lord, that she will, Lord, receive good grades, Lord, that she'll have the favor of God in all of this, Lord, she'll have supernatural recall, Lord, that she can get this thing completed and move on to the next assignment. Lord, I just come in agreement with her on that, Lord, that she can just put this one away, that this one, I think there's an old cowboy saying, what do they say, saucered and blown or something like that. I don't remember exactly how it goes. But, Lord, I just thank you for the completion and untethered from that, because it's done, signed, sealed, delivered, and done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. I do thank you, Jenny. And I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you as well. And may he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it.
Amen. I receive it. I receive it. And thank you so much. You have a good day, huh? Yes, ma'am, it is. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and my girl here, where did it go? It went 402214, Miss Sharon.
Hi, honey.
Hi, hon. I just barely did get to you. Seemed like a lot of time you were at the very end of my list. So, but anyhow, thank you for waiting and let me. Did you have, before, you know, I'm down to
no,
about.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead, Jeannie. You pray.
Okay. I'm down to about 4 minutes before it cuts over. Let me, Father, I just thank you for sharing, Father and Lord. I thank you for her never give up attitude. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she has locked in. She has hooked in, Father, and she keeps knocking at the door. She keeps knocking at the door. Father, she's like the woman that went before the just judge, and she just continued to ask for justice, Lord, continued to ask. So finally the judge is like, give this woman what she wants. Give this woman what she wants, because of just that determination to keep coming back, to keep inquiring, to keep knocking. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she has put in her fingernails and toenails and her teeth, and Lord, she's hanging on. She's hanging on for truth. She's hanging on for deliverance. She's hanging on for prayers answered. Lord, she's hanging on for answers. She's hanging on for answers, God. And Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, that it pleases you, her determination. Lord, her determination pleases you. And Lord, that you do not disappoint. God, you do not disappoint. Father, I thank you for moving, for stirring. It's like I see things stirring around you, God, stirring the atmosphere, God, stirring. I almost see it like when a tornado is coming. You know how like a twister.
Yeah.
You know, like God stirring things and stirring the winds around you, stirring the atmosphere. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the stirring of the Spirit of God. Yes, I thank you, Lord, for the stirring of the Spirit of God. Lord, even as your word says, stir up the, you know, told Timothy, stir up the gifts that are within you. Father, I thank you for stirring up. Lord, stirring up. Sometimes an answer comes in a stirring up. Now, sometimes as things are stirred up and brought to the surface, it allows things to be dealt with. It allows things. Sometimes in God's stirring, it brings things to the surface that need to be seen, that need to be dealt with. Sometimes that is the answer. Sometimes that is the answer, is in the stirring. God, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you, Father, for... Lord, I just thank you, Father, for stirring, for the Spirit of God stirring things up and bringing things. You know, when you got a pot that's been boiling, a lot of times you got vegetables in there, those things, they'll settle to the bottom of the pot, you know, and you stir that up and it brings it, you know, and then you'll see all that and it brings like a fullness of flavor because those vegetables and all that, they have settled to the bottom of the pot and the meat. And that's really all I'm getting is like God is stirring in. Many times things have to be stirred up before they can be sorted out. You know, I hope that's making sense to you. I hope you're
I understand what you're saying, and I know that can be true, and I'm just a little scared.
No, I wouldn't be scared. It's not scared. Sometimes things just, they need to come to the surface so that they can be dealt with. You know, a lot of times people, even if they have emotions, if they've had something that has hurt their feelings or something they're holding a grudge about, sometimes those things have to be brought to the surface so that we can talk those things out. That's just one example, and I'm not saying that's it. But you know, you ever been around someone and you'll say, "What's wrong with you?" And they go, "Nothing." And they'll go, "Something's wrong with you. I can tell, you know, I can tell your attitude. Something's wrong. Nothing." You know, I've done that before when I was younger, you know, with most of us have. But, you know, sometimes we need things stirred up just so it can be sorted out, so it can be dealt with. And it allows healing. I mean, just like if there's a sore on somebody's foot and the doctor says soak it in Epsom salt, it's bringing it to the surface. You know, it'll pull out that infection, pull out that poison if there's something, you know, that has stuck you or whatever. And that's really all I'm getting is just God stirring. And many times when it seems like things are stirred up, that sometimes God is in that. That's not always the enemy stirring stuff up. Sometimes God is in the stirring up because he's wanting to bring things to the surface so that they can be cleansed and dealt with and talked out. Or sometimes he'll even stir things up in us so that we'll see stuff. You know, the Lord's done that with me before in the past. You know, back when I, you know, I don't really have much temper now, but there was a day in my life that I had more, and finally the Lord, you know, do something. It's like he would provoke me almost, or let something happen that would provoke me, and then say, "Do you see that? I want that dealt with." You know, and say, "Oh God, I'm sorry, Lord, deliver me." And whether, you know, and I don't know whether this deal is with other people, with you, I have no idea, and it could be both. But many times when, like I said, when things get stirred up, it's not always the enemy trying to cause problems. It's not always that. Sometimes it's God allowing things to come to the surface so that they can be handled and dealt with and worked through. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for working, Lord, that even as Sharon has called out to you, Lord, that you have heard her prayers, and, Lord, you are working on her behalf and in her behalf. And, Lord, sometimes things don't always – the process doesn't always look like we think it would. But, Lord, that the answers are always good. The answers are good, and they're lovely. And, Lord, you deal with situations differently, and however sometimes you deal with things the only way that we let you or that others let you, Lord. But, Father, we just thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your intentions, God, for your intentions are always good. Your intentions are good, and, Lord, you always want the best for each and every one of us. And, Lord, I just thank you for your love being poured out to Sharon and being poured out to those that she loves. So, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, girl, I'm already beyond my time here. I hate that I don't have time to visit with you any, but I notice I've already gone 3 minutes over, and Randy will be texting me here in a second if I don't get off the line.
All right, so honey, God, thank you so much. God bless you.
You're more than welcome, and God bless you, hon.
Okay, bye-bye.